I'm really not all that sure about when things is finna mature, so let me find out what
100% West Coast, custom made flavor from the Bay Area. All my East Coast, down South, Midwest side riders, throw them up for the inventor of the Bay Area mob sound. Producing for such artists as E-40, Richie Rich, Be Legit, Spice One, TQ, Matt Maher, Yup, Mouth Sebo, and none other than Mr. Tupac Shakur. Bear witness to the godfather of mob music, Mr. Mike Mosley. Still here.
Bring, all right, bring that bass up a little bit.
You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show Show, internationally syndicated, act like you know, with your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show,
www.maxi.com.
Millennium Music Mission. We have the technology.
Yeah. Rolling with my motherfucking strap on the side of me.
Based on my mother.
Pro Flow for Show Show, West Coast, California, Bay Area affiliate. Get ready for the MTG Entertainment Hyphy Area Pick of the Week. MTG-ENT.com, MaxHeat.com. West Coast Bay Area Pick of the Week. MTG Entertainment. Kelly Kill.
If you don't know too much about California, then I guess you would say the Bay Area. Got my second win.
Pro Flow for Show Show. Wireless phone interview feature presentation.
Pro Flow for Show Show. Pro Flow for Show Show. Pro Flow for Show Show.
Check this out.
Who's in the house? Big Rich the Don is in the house.
Dog Records.
Yeah, the Chicano.
Hey, what's up?
What's up,
this is the Don. This is the Don. What's up, man? Because there's a, make sure it's the Don, because there's Big Rich out in the, he's a big time artist out in the Bay Area, man.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So make sure it's Big Rich.
It's the Don, right? Yeah. That's why I changed it, man. Because I didn't want to, you know, disrespect anybody. You know what I mean?
Well, what's the name that starts with the E? Say that for me again.
That's El Mero Don. That means the main Don, man.
El Mero Don. I like that.
El Mero Don. That's just, you know, different things that different people call me. Well, the reason why for that is because a lot of people, they got me kicked off of MySpace, unfortunately, you know.
Really?
So I had to change that. The Big Rich the Don has a huge impact on a music scene right now, you know. So.
Wow. Well, man, this is crazy. It's crazy. See, it says you got your influence in Tupac, Eazy-E, Johnny J. Big Rich the Don is a Latino hip-hop rap artist who captivated the nation with his poetically structured street-influenced lyrics, destined to be the next Latino hip-hop rap superstar, man. What state you out of?
I'm out of New Mexico, man. We're part of the United States.
Well, I know that's right, man. People really don't, you know, you're like my first person out of that area that I've talked to, you know, honestly.
Yeah.
You have a website. What's your website?
There's a, which one? Do you want the MySpace or just
actually.
I got MySpace is El Mero Don, and then it's El Mero Don at the end of MySpace, and then I have www.dirtydawgnm.com.
Dirty Dog one, NM as in New Mexico.
Yes, sir.
All right, .com. Okay, that's what's up.
That one's just the front page. I mean, I haven't really MySpace. It's difficult, you know. You can just do whatever you want. You can change it whenever you want, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's a good page. How you spell Elmero Don?
E L M E R R O D O N.
Okay, that's what's up. How long you been doing it, man?
To be honest with you, I've only been doing this. I've only been rapping for about 2 years. And I've been in the music game for about 5.
Wow. Okay. But you sound like you're pretty confident, pretty polished, man. You know, what made you want to get involved?
Just watching other individuals just get a thrill off of being on stage. You know, I've always rapped as a kid, but you know, I wanted to do it too. You know, it's a dream. Everybody has a dream. You got to start somewhere. You know.
Definitely.
So I started promoting for people. Pretty much, that's what I did.
Definitely, man. Now you got some national and international marketing going on. What company are you working with?
RDS Marketing.
Okay, okay. Then you said they got some who on the roster?
They got Fat Joe on the roster. They got Remy Ma. They got Fabulous. They got Neo. They got Don Omar. They have Pitbull, Daddy Yankee. So Big Rich the Don is right up there with all them heavy hitters, man.
Definitely, man. Definitely. I'm feeling the flow. I'm definitely feeling it. I listened to a few of the songs. I didn't get the one track yet that you sent me. Or actually, I probably did. Just didn't look before I came and called. I forgot. I think I was downloading. I forgot about it. But it's all good, man. Let me see. Let me get to some real questions here. Okay, we know you're from New Mexico, man. What other artists out of New Mexico that anybody may be familiar with?
Probably nobody, man. There's not anybody out here that has captivated the nation as myself, you know? And I'm not being cocky, I'm just being honest, you know?
No, I can understand why, though. I've heard your music. I see your flair, your style. I could dig it, you know what I'm saying? I'm all the way in Ohio, you know, across the continent, the nation.
And that's the reason for me, you know, it's like I don't get too much love from out here.
Yeah.
But my love comes deeply from where hip-hop roots started, man, from, like, New York. The African-American community loves my music.
Yes, definitely.
And as well as the Latinos outside of New Mexico and outside of the Southwest, mainly.
Okay, okay. Well, you ever did any mixtapes or anything?
I got a mix song with 50 Cent, just a little bit, produced by True Scribe Beats in California.
Oh. Man, you know, it's funny because I was going to ask you to do a chorus on a True Scribe beat that I had got. Wow, I had no idea you knew who he was.
He's awesome, man. He's produced a couple of tracks of mine already, and just working with him has been pretty
That's
awesome. He's
freaky,
a good producer.
Man.
Yeah, he's good, bro. He's good.
Oh, this is crazy. So, what's your project out that you got right now?
Sincerely, the MC is a new album that's due in May. Hopefully, I can finish that deadline. If not, we'll just extend it.
Yeah, you know how that goes.
But you know, I just want to make sure that I give the listeners good, hard quality street tracks, man. You know, that they can do whatever they want to do with them, you know?
Definitely, man. Definitely. Describe your music for me, man.
I'd say Southwest hip-hop with a little flavor from everywhere. New York, California, you know, anywhere else. I just try to mix it up. The influences are deeply from Tupac Shakur, man.
Okay, that's right. Now, see, I kind of ran to your page because of Tupac, and I'm a big Tupac supporter, you know.
Yeah.
So I went to, I found his mother. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. I'm on Afini's top friends in on MySpace.
Right.
And
that's how I found you. I went and clicked on your page. I'm like, let me check this dude out. And so, you know, it was on from that point, and I see why, you know what I'm saying? You got mad love, you cool dude. Real cool dude, man. We got mad love for you. What's the MySpace page again of yours?
It's myspace.com/ELMERRODON.
Cool, man. Cool. Everybody need to check that out, man. Definitely. Now, since this is the first interview, and it's somewhat brief, we're hitting the 10-minute mark here. I want you to tell your fans what you want them to know about you.
I'm true to the streets. I did 7 years in the penitentiary of New Mexico State Penitentiary.
Yeah, that's 86, right?
1986 symbolizes 20 years of being a gangster, man.
No doubt, no doubt. 100%, 100%. I remember you saw that. I meant to ask about that.
I'm 100% penitentiary gangster.
Yeah.
And I've been gangster since 1986, man. So, you know, that's where I'm taking hip-hop back to its roots where it belongs, you know? And it's touching, you know. I love hip hop. I love my people. I love all people out there, man. You know, and whoever supports my music, I'm gonna write lyrics for them, man. You know what I mean? Because we're all in the struggle. Doesn't matter what color you are, what race you are. We all struggle. We all got thugs. We all got gangsters, and we all struggle. And that's what it's about, you know. And that's the same thing that I learned from, you know, my mentor. You know, fortunately, is Tupac. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely, man.
On a whole different spiritual level, I can, you know, say.
I understand that. Now, you went out to, I think you said Vegas, right? And,
yes.
And you got a picture up there on MySpace where you was pouring out. Yes. Okay. Now, you were out in Vegas, and you got a picture on MySpace, man, doing it real big for the homie Tupac. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that?
I took Jennifer Photography out there, man, and we decided that we were going to go visit Tupac at Madame Tussauds Wax Museum. He wasn't there, he was on tour. So on the way out, we decided to just stop, you know, and pay our respects to Tupac on Flamingo and Colville, and took a picture, you know, and I was pouring out some Hennessy for Tupac because to me, he inspired my life more than anybody could imagine, you know, and I can see what he was talking about in his lyrics, and I'm that same person he was talking about coming out of nothing, you know.
Definitely, man. I got mad love, man. Now you were born and raised in New Mexico?
I was born in Denver, actually. My grandfather, he was a very strong community leader, and he decided he was going to raise me.
Yeah.
And that's the reason for my strong roots is in the Chicano movement, is because he was involved in all the union organizations and the Chicano movement for all minorities, man.
What's your advice for the young Chicano community, as well as the African American, as well as the Caucasian community, that could help to, you know, understand us and we can understand them, and everything can work out great. You know, what's your advice to the people, man?
Just get educated, man. You know, I'm a junior in college at the University of New Mexico. Believe it or not, from the penitentiary to the university.
That's what's up.
And get educated and learn your structure, learn your social structure, learn where you come from, learn about who your people are, so you can respect the values that they imputed into us as we were children. You know, and just be strong. And stay bold, you know, and always open your mouth for the right things, you know, and stay on that civil rights movement. That's what I believe in, because an education, start teaching these younger children some education, whether it's street knowledge because they need it, or whether it's education in the schools, because that's what we all advocate for, and that's what my grandfather advocated for, and that's what the Panthers advocated for. Che Guevara from Cuba, the revolutionist, that's what he advocated for. That's what Emiliano Zapata advocated for. And that's what I'm advocating for myself, man. Definitely. Education is number one.
Definitely. Well, you're definitely a unique, special individual, and we're glad to have you on the show, man.
I appreciate the love.
Man, any other comments, any other shout-outs, man?
No, man, I just want to thank my family for supporting me. I want to thank you all for the support that you've given me. I want to thank Afeni Shakur for placing me on her top friends, you know, and showing support that way. I just want to show a lot of mad support to the people that are involved in the movement, whether they're African-American or Chicano. You know, those are my black brothers, you know what I'm saying? Because I got a lot of friends that help me out now that are African-American, and they're the ones that want to see me shine, man, you know, and because of what I represent as an individual, as an entity for the movement. That's what it's about the movement, man.
That's
so much love to everybody out there that buys my albums and that's listening to us right now and that just shows mad support. Much love to them. And much love to the memory of Tupac, man.
Definitely, man. Definitely. That is the only reason why we're here to get it today, because honestly, I'm doing this because I got influenced by Tupac one day back in 96, you know. So I just want to say one love, man, and we're glad that you gave us this opportunity. You got to check them out, Dirty Dawg, NMDirtyDawgNM.com, MySpace, and spell it for me, Maya.
MySpace.com/ ELMERRODON, El Mero Don, that means the number one Don, and my name originated from Machiavelli, the Don.
Definitely.
You know, so I said, you know what, I'm going to change it to Big Rich the Don. And, you know, Tupac, I'm not trying to be Tupac because I could never do that.
Right.
You know, but he's influenced my whole way and my whole style, man.
And it's definitely,
I believe
the total 100% respect first, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
So it's all good. I feel the same way. I'm feeling the same in your shoe. I can't hear you. Who's in the house? Big Rich the Don is in the house. Family wrecker, got a respect attached to the chester, 'cause I'm packing a 9mm with a bulletproof vest.